I'm really glad that guy found my basketball and brought it back. He didn't have to do that.
Since he helped you like that, who can you show the same kind of grace? Happy Sunday, everybody. My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to the one and only Keys for Kids. I'm so glad you're here today. Let's get started. Okay, I have to admit, I used to be kind of mean sometimes. What I'm saying is, whenever anyone treated me wrong in even the smallest way, I would blow up and get pretty mad at them. I hurt some of my friends and my family because I was angry more than I needed to be. Now, I acted that way because I had forgotten about the grace that God has given to us. He could have punished us for our sins, but instead he loved us so much that he sent his son Jesus to die for our forgiveness. Now, I've memorized Ephesians 4:32 to help me remember how I should act. It says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you." Let's listen to our story for today. It's called A Surprise Gift. "I can't wait for the game on Saturday," TJ said as he dribbled his new basketball. He and his mom and little sister Lucy were walking up a steep hill on their way home from the park. "You've been practicing a lot," Mom replied. Just then, Lucy stopped to tie her shoe. TJ lurched to avoid running into her, and the ball bounced off a rock and went rolling down the hill. "Lucy!" TJ shouted as he took off after it. The ball picked up speed and disappeared down the steep street, leaving TJ sweaty and mad. TJ was near tears when Mom and Lucy caught up to him. "It's all your fault," he shouted at his sister. "TJ, you know it was an accident," Mom replied, trying to calm him down. Just then, a white truck pulled up and a man rolled down the window. "Wait here, I'll get your ball." TJ watched in surprise as the man drove down the hill and returned a couple minutes later. "Wow, thank you, sir," TJ said, taking the ball. The man waved as he drove off. "Can I have a turn dribbling the ball?" Lucy asked when they made it to the flat ground. "No way," TJ said, holding the ball close. "I don't want to lose it again." Disappointed, Lucy kicked a pebble on the sidewalk. "TJ, how did it feel when that man found your ball and returned it to you?" Mom asked. "It felt great. I thought it was gone forever," TJ replied. "Did he have to go and find your ball for you?" "No, I guess he was just being nice," TJ said, giving his mom a curious look. "It's a little like God's grace," Mom said. "We don't deserve it, but God gives it to us through the forgiveness he offers through Jesus. And because we have received grace from God, we can freely share it with others." TJ walked on deep in thought. As they rounded the corner, TJ handed Lucy the ball. "You can have a turn, Lucy. God showed me grace, so I want to share it with you. I'll even show you some tricks." So what about you? Have you ever received an unexpected gift that you didn't deserve? Maybe you lost something special to you and it was returned in a surprising way. God's grace is a gift like that. He offers us forgiveness through Jesus, even though we don't deserve it. When we experience the gift of His grace, we can then share it with others by showing them forgiveness too. Our key verse is Ephesians 4:32.
"Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you."
And our key thought, show others grace. There's even more great music and programs just for you on Keys for Kids Radio. Visit keysforkids.net to tune in today. Well, I'm Zach. Thanks again for listening to Keys for Kids. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.